You understand?
To my warriors gone, Stokely, George Jackson, Huey Reborn. If you feeling me, we should be family. Vanity, hold us back mentally. My brother be strong till the time come. Wisdom up on the drum. Where we come from, gun clap the sun. Let me visual, lifestyle, hate habitual. Chrissy was pushing in his ritual.
Return of the Black William Wallace. 2002 Shaka Zulu with two black steel revolvers. In the community, all of us got to get involved, cause that's the law for us. Mr. All. We don't want no trouble, we just doing our black thing, making our own government. You'll be lucky if you don't get locked up. Shackles chained and dropped off, picking all of my cotton. It's time to get into cracking. It's time to do this warrior dance, turn thought into action. It's time to loosen up your bones, get on the dance floor, time to get it on.
People in the struggle,
where you at?
We got a bubble.
When my metaphors back, back, perform black magic, then I chop them with my war hatchet. Cultivate the crop so we can cop the proper yield. When we drop the real dish, we keep it popping. Don't make me start chucking spears up in here. I got words for your ears and a bucket for your tears. A threat for your fears. I'm set on this revolutionary concept that we slap on.
I'm just like Cannibal when I ramble through. Make moves. A voodoo crew, phenomenal, right, the skill of a crime fighter, make mine divine, will entice ya, tighter than Lycra, my microphone, when hype is gone, the type of mind to leave blown, I could just cry and river the plight of mine, cause we die for five figures, don't lie, we battle.
It's time to get the itch cracking, it's time to do this warrior dance, turn thought into action, it's time to loosen up your bones, get on the dance floor, time to get it on.
All my people in the struggle,
where you at?
We got a bubble,
where you at? But melanin keeps me cool. 12 sinners if you think me fool. Watch my obsidian glow. Peep my ebonical flow. I heave all over the beat and let myself go. I'm coming through the lane throwing elbows. And I won't ask no more. They keep saying hell no. We gotta take reparations. So make preparations for the invasion of an alien nation.
Change the world. This place need a makeover.
Good morning. You are listening to Rise Up Radio, where the next generation of radicals, artists, poets, and organizers, that us, the youth, joins the Pacifica community. Rise Up Radio is a show by young people about youth movements for social justice. I'm one of your hosts today, Kat, and I'm here with Saki and Mary and Jackson.
We'll let the children and the women.
Mary.
Good morning, everyone. Rise Up Radio.
And this morning, we're going to bring you a live report from Miami, where thousands are protesting and organizing against the ministerial meeting of the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which, as you've heard this morning, seeks to turn the whole hemisphere into a giant sweatshop. Rise Up Radio correspondent Steven Shukaitis will be reporting live from Miami.
And we'll also be discussing local efforts to combat economic injustice with Dayanara Del Rio and Rise Up's own Kat Aaron. Both of them are from the Neighborhood Economic Development Advocacy Project. And finally, we'll be giving updates on the legal situation of those who were arrested in the brutal police repression of the Anarchist People of Color fundraiser that Critical Resistance held last Saturday in Brooklyn. First, here's Jackson Ehlers with some of the latest in youth news.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Saki. Thank you, Mary. For Rise Up Radio, I'm Jackson Ehlers with today's news headline briefs. In breaking news, men on motorcycles wreaked havoc and wounded 21 people when they threw bombs into a mosque in western India, prompting angry crowds to set fire to shops and vehicles today. The blast took place in Parbani, a town nearly 300 miles east of India's financial hub, Mumbai, formerly Bombay, and came during prayers on the last Friday before the Muslim feast of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. The attack sparked tension in the town of some 500,000 people as groups of Muslim youth threw stones and set on fire some shops and vehicles, police said. Also in breaking news, Turkish police have arrested several suspects in the suicide bombings that killed 27 people and wounded 450 in Istanbul, Turkey. Two truck bombs exploded within minutes of each other outside the British consulate yesterday, the second double bombing incident in Istanbul in less than a week. The New York Times reports that experts in the Arab world suspect the British consulate was a target for the bombings because, quote, the United States and Britain are trying to drive through the region with their coalition-led war in Iraq that would create a swath of territory friendly to the West from the Mediterranean to the Persian Gulf. Turkish dissidents blame decades of bombing, decades of economic malaise as a contributing factor to the bombings, something they say has haunted a generation of frustrated, underemployed youth and turned many towards hardline Islam. In related news, Bush's official state visit to England is finished, but the waves of discontent coming from the British populace have not. Bush is visiting British Prime Minister Tony Blair today at his estate in Sedgefield, northeast of England. Diverse crowds of anti-Bush protesters are expected to continue hounding the president. In London yesterday, the largest workweek protest in Britain's history saw some 150,000 people voicing their opposition to the president's visit. Chief among their concerns was the U.S.-led war against Iraq and the current occupation. The nine Brits captured in Afghanistan now held without due process at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the U.S.'s refusal to sign the Kyoto Protocol, and trade agreements like the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. We'll have more on the FTA later in the show. And in news closer to home in South Jersey, a Burlington City teenager sued youth-oriented retailer Abercrombie and Fitch for what she says was a violation of equal opportunity hiring laws. Brandy Hawk claims she was not hired at the Cherry Hill Mall store because she was black. It is the second such case brought against the chain in June of this year. Nine Hispanics and Asian Americans who sought jobs or were fired by Abercrombie brought a similar case in California. Hawk's lawsuit filed in federal court in Camden contends Abercrombie discriminates against minority applicants, especially for sales jobs, because those workers don't fit the firm's, quote, classical American style, end quote. Hawk learned later from an Abercrombie security guard that she had been rejected due to her image. A spokesperson for Ohio-based Abercrombie, which has more than 600 stores and some 22,000 workers, denies the claims. And these are some of the headlines for Rise Up Radio. I'm Jackson Allers. Back to you, Kat.
And we'll be right back with Stephen Chukaitis live from Miami.